Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
And treats and sugar, that kind of thing. And I've got to be honest, I'm coming from, well, my experience, some reading, some knowledge. I mean, grew up with a family, you know, five kids, and this issue comes up. And in homeschooling, there's kind of debate in here. There are people that would insist that all sugar is evil and any sugar is going to be a problem. And that it may be true. We have a lot of anecdotal information that might suggest that or not. Not exactly a good scientific study that simply lays out in a good double blind, triple blind way exactly the nature of what sugar does and doesn't do. What I can tell you is from my experience. And my experience is, I remember my dear sister one time going to the dentist and having 17 cavities. And not her fault. It's the saliva, teeth, genetics thing. I hardly got cavities. She got them all the time. But mother, being growing up in Alabama, mother made sweet tea with also lemon in it. So, and it was all stirred up. And it took a cup of tea for a half gallon or something like that. And, we were drinking that all the time, like water. Never mind Cokes and sodas or whatever you want to call them. All the time. And that can rot the system out. Now, for me, it created a weight challenge. So I was, a husky, which is means you're as wide as you are tall. And I think sugar was a part of that. So in our home, we wanted to tone that down, or I thought we did, because I thought Jody and I had agreed to it. And then one day, I found a cabinet accidentally full of sweets. I mean, top to bottom. She was secretly giving the kids candy. And I think her motive, from what I could tell, was wanting them to have a happy childhood and kids get to eat sweet stuff. So somewhere in the middle of this, we landed. And what we landed on was certainly not to sneak around and try to bribe children to love us, but rather to be sane in knowing, yeah, they live in a world and there is some sweets going on. But on the extreme, that can certainly destroy stuff. And when they grow up, they can figure out what they want to do. Too much sugar cannot be good for you. And by the same token, taking away childhood, not cool. So what we came up with was basically, there are special events, birthday parties, other stuff. We don't fight that. Or people's houses. We're not going to make battles of somebody else's house. Don't feed our child, do feed our child, unless there's an allergy or something dangerous. But what we did is we began to set aside Saturday night. So for us, Saturday night, till the kids got really late high school, was a family night. We wanted to be together. We wanted to chill. We were trying to prepare our souls for church. We were a church-going family. And so we didn't want late night, exhaustion, party play. So we toned it down. But what we did do, Jody came up with, was to have, that was kind of dessert night. So she would make some kind of special dessert for the kids. So that was a weekend thing, and it was on Saturday. And that seemed to work enough. I mean, they got older and they could afford or go off, college, whatever. They're going to have to do what they do, and they're going to have to make up their own minds. But in the meantime, in our home, in our homeschool, that kept it in a pretty good range. Our kids never had weight problems, and they hardly had any teeth problems. And so that seemed to be a fair enough approach for the way we understood sweets and sugar, respecting kind of the reality of kids and living in this world, and then the danger of too much.